That led to what some conservationists might consider a repugnant conclusion. Counterintuitively, the best way to preserve biodiversity is for the resource-constrained ARC to pick a single species and squeeze in as many as possible. Preventing just one type of animal from going extinct preserves not only what is distinct about that animal, but everything it shares genetically with every other animal as well. Trying to keep two species alive and failing means losing everything. The real-world implication of this is that using conservation funds on highly endangered species risks throwing good money after bad. Pandas, for instance, are cute but require a lot of effort to keep alive. Noah might be best to fill the ark with resilient cockroaches instead, ensuring that at least one creature makes it through the flood. To reach that counterintuitive conclusion, Weitzman assumed that people ought to value biodiversity for its own sake. Some boat builders might instead want to focus only on the benefits animals provide to humans. Perhaps a few creatures provide a sufficiently low or even negative value as to be excluded altogether. Stinging wasps are one candidate, but the picnic irritants play a vital role, eating other pests and pollinating flowers. Mosquitoes, humans' greatest natural killer, responsible for more than 500,000 deaths a year, are another. Some scientists have suggested releasing genetically modified, sterilized versions of the insects that would get rid of the species altogether. Others warn that doing so could have unforeseen consequences by eradicating both a pollinator and a food source for other animals. Deliberate eradications are occasionally successful. Every week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's USDA, and Panamanian government drop sterilized screwworms, a parasitic flesh-eating fly larva that feeds on livestock, out of a plane on the Panama-Colombia border in order to stop the creatures from breeding. This helps maintain a biological barrier that prevents the creature from moving northward and thus safeguards a program spanning decades and countries that has got rid of the fly from North America. The USDA estimates that the project produces economic benefits worth around $3.1 billion a year. There is reason to be careful, though. Even when valuing animals solely on their benefits to humanity, biodiversity still has something to offer: insurance. Genetic range reduces the vulnerability of any individual part of an ecosystem to pests and diseases, helping avoid catastrophe if a species vital for human survival goes extinct. Were Noah to have filled his ark with cockroaches, or pandas for that matter, a single virus could have wiped out the lot. Weitzman himself applied such an approach to climate change, formulating his dismal theorem, which states that in the presence of sufficiently big risks with a small chance of great harm, regular cost-benefit analysis is of little use. The same may be true of biodiversity. Deliberate extinctions are irreversible and reduce humanity's options, so should be used sparingly. Playing at being Noah is one thing. Playing at being God, quite another.